Our second community element comes right on the heels of the story that Brian read out today about Liam, who had gone missing and is still missing for 3 months. Now, his family have issued a plea for teenagers who are really undergoing difficulties in their lives to contact folks and seek help. Now, those folks could be family, teachers, support workers, and organisations, for example, like Young Minds. Now, it has to be said, Young Minds is not just for teenagers and young people. They are also there for parents as well. And there's a section of the youngminds.org.uk website which is specifically for supporting parents so that they can support youngsters as well. They are a UK leading charity, leading the fight for a future where all young minds are supported and empowered, whatever the challenges. Did you know that 3 children in every classroom have a mental health problem, and young minds are here to put them at the heart of tackling the problem? The crisis in children and young people's mental health is real and it is urgent. More children and young people than ever before are reaching out for help with their mental health, and those who take that brave step, help is much too hard to find. For together, they're actually challenging this and fighting for young people's mental health. So you can join the fight. Leading the fight for a future where all young minds are supported and empowered, whatever the challenges. The mission is to make sure that all young people will get the best possible mental health support and have the resilience to overcome life's challenges. They value every voice, they tell it as it is, they're all about impact. And their goals are to foster innovation to meet the needs of vulnerable and excluded children and young people, to promote good mental health to more children and young people than ever before, to champion the voices of young people and parents to influence mental health policy and practice, and inspire excellence to achieve transformed integrated services. Now, if you're actually wondering how parents, for example, can actually get help, there is a survival guide for parents, and indeed there is also a full guide to support. Now, support is a beginner's guide to NHS's Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services. That's CAMHS for short. This is for young children and parents. So if you need to talk, you can find organisations that listen, plus online support and information. You can find out what are the roles in Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services and in an inpatient care unit and what they do. You can take control of your treatment. Mental health conditions make you feel out of control, but when it comes to treatment, you should always be in the driving seat. So teenagers are encouraged to bring the page, as in the web page, this page with you when you talk to your healthcare provider about treatment, or use it as a start point for your list of questions. You can get help with inpatient care as well. And should you need to talk or parents need to talk, there's that support for parents as well. There's a parenting survival guide. There's a Take 20 Parents Hub. Talking to your child about how they're feeling can be hard. By taking 20 minutes with them to do an activity you'll both enjoy, you'll create a relaxed space to start that conversation. There's a A to Z on giving the child specific mental health conditions and life events which may be negatively affecting their well-being. There's a parents' lounge available and a parents' helpline. Now, the parents' helpline is 0808 802 5544. That's 0808 802 5544. There's all sorts of help on there for young people and also their parents. And if you really need help urgently, there is a series of contacts which can actually help you. You can actually text YM. Young Minds, that's YM, to 85258. All texts are answered by trained volunteers with support from experienced clinical advisors. Texts are free from EE, O2, Vodafone, 3, Virgin Mobile, BT Mobile, Giffgaff, Tesco Mobile and Telecom Plus. So you can actually text through the website youngminds.org.uk. If you've got any questions about anything, please do get in contact. and you can do that through info@g4g.org.uk. This is Gospel for Grampian, and this is the second of our community elements, and we'll make sure that this is available for you to pick up on through our website. So do have a little look at our website, visit.g4g.org.uk.